ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 Chapter 3, Text 24, The Birth of Lord Krishna. Sridevā ki uvācha rūpām yat tat prahur avyaktam adhyam brahmā jyotir nirgunām nirvikaram Sata matram nirvisesam niriham satvam sakshad vishnur adhyatma dipaha Srideva kyuvacha rupam yatat prahura vyakta avdyam Brahma Jyotir Nirgunam Nirvikaram Satam Matram Nirvisesam Niriham Satvam Sakshad Vishnur Adhyatma Dipaha Srideva Ki Vacha Rupam yattat prahura vyaktamadhyam Brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram Satam matram nirvishesham niriham Satvam sakshad vishnur adhyatmadipaha Srideva ki uvacha Rupam yatat prahur avyaktam adhyam Brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram Satamatram nirvishesham niriham Satvam sakshad vishnur adhyatmam dipaha Srideva ki uvacha Rupam yatat prahur avyaktam adhyam Rama jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram Sata matram nirvisesam niriham Svajam tam sakvishno adhyatma dipaha Srideva ki uvacha Rupam yatat pahur avyaktam adhyam Brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram Sata matram nirvisesam niriham Satvam saktad vishnur adhyatma dipaha Srideva ki uvacha Rupam yatat prahur avyaktam adhyam Brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram Sata matram nirvisesam niriham Svatam satchat vishnur adhyatma dipaha Siddhavakyuvacha. Vamyatat pavura vyaktamadhyam. Ramajyotir nukuram vikaram. Sumniriham. Svatam sakshat Vishnu adhyatma dipaha. Devaki uvacha. Rupam yatat prahura vyakta madhyam. Brahma jyotir nirgunam nirvikaram. Satamatram nirvishesham niriham. Satam sakshat Vishnu avyatma dipah. Matajis. Shri Devaki Uvacha. Yapam yata prahur avyaktamadhyam. Majyotir nivunam nirvikaram. Satam matram nirvisesham niriham. Satam sakshat Vishnu adhyatma dipaha. Shri Devaki Uvacha. Rupam yattat prahur avyaktamadhyam. Brahmajyotir nirgunam nirvikaram. Satnam tram nivisesam niriham. Satam satchad Vishnu adhyatma dipaha. Shri Devaki Uvacha. Shri Devaki said, Rupam, form or substance. Yattat, because you are the same substance. Prahu, you are sometimes called. Avyaktam, not perceivable by the material senses. Atak Sri Krishna Namadi, Nabaved Grayam Indriyai. Adyam, you are the original cause. Brahma, you are known as Brahman. Jyoti, light. Nirgunam, without material qualities. Nirvikaram, without change. The same form of Vishnu perpetually. Satamatram, the original substance, the cause of everything. Nirvishesham, you are present everywhere as the Supersoul. Within the heart of a human being, and within the heart of an animal, the same substance is present. Niriham, without material desires. Sa, that Supreme Person. Tvam, your Lordship. Sakshat, directly. Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. Adhyatma Dipa, the light for all transcendental knowledge. Knowing you, one knows everything. Yasmin Vigyate, Sarvam Evam Vigyatam, Bhavati. Translation. Sri Devaki said, my dear Lord, there are different Vedas, some of which describe you as imperceivable through words in the mind. Yet, you are the origin Of the entire cosmic manifestation, you are Brahman, the greatest of everything, full of effulgence like the sun. You have no material cause. You are free from change and deviation, and you have no material desires. Thus the Vedas say that you are the substance. Therefore, my Lord, you are directly the origin of all Vedic statements. And by understanding you, one gradually understands everything. You are different from the light of Brahman and Paramatma, yet you are not different from them. Everything emanates from you. Indeed, you are the cause of all causes, Lord Vishnu, the light of all transcendental knowledge. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vishnu is the origin of everything, and there is no difference between Lord Vishnu and Lord Krishna because both of them are Vishnu Tattva. From the Rig Veda, we understand Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param. The original substance is the all-pervading Lord Vishnu, who is also Paramatma and the effulgent Brahman. The living entities are also part and parcel of Vishnu, who has various energies. Parasya Shaktir Vividaiva Shriyate Swabhaviki Jnana Bala Kriya Cha. Vishnu or Krishna is therefore everything. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 10.8, Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo Mattak Sarvam Prabhartate. I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. Krishna, therefore, is the original cause of everything. Sarva Karana Karanam. When Vishnu expands in his all-pervading aspect, we should understand him to be the Nirakara Nirvishesha Brahma Jyoti. Although everything emanates from Krishna, he is ultimately a person. Aham Ardir Hi Devanam. He is the origin of Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwar, and from them many other demigods are manifested. Krishna therefore says in Bhagavad Gita 14.27, Brahmano Hi Pratistaham. Brahman rests upon me. The Lord also says, Yepi Anya Devata Bhakta Yajante Shraniyanvitaha Tepi Mam Evi Evakonteya Yajanti Avidi Purvakam. Whatever a man may sacrifice to other gods, O son of Kunti, is really meant for me alone, but it is offered without true understanding. Bhagavad Gita 9.23. There are many persons who worship different demigods, considering all of them to be separate gods, which in fact they are not. The fact is that every demigod and every living being, every living entity, is part and parcel of Krishna. Mamaivam so jiva loka jiva bhuta. The demigods are also in the category of living entities. They are not separate gods. But man whose knowledge is immature and contaminated by the modes of material nature worship various demigods according to their intelligence. Therefore, they are rebuked in Bhagavad Gita. Kamaistaistar ritajnana prapadyantena devata. Because they are unintelligent and not very advanced and have not properly considered the truth, they take to the worship of various demigods or speculate according to various philosophies such as the Mayavad philosophy. Krishna Vishnu is the actual origin of everything. As stated in the Vedas, Yasya Basa Sarvamidam Vibhati. The absolute truth is described later in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.28.15 as Satyam Jnanam Anantam Yad Brahma Jyoti Sanatanam. The Brahma Jyoti is Sanatana, eternal, yet it is dependent on Krishna. Brahmano Hi Pratistaham. The Brahma Samhita states that the Lord is all-pervading. Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam. He is within this universe and he is within the atom as Paramatma. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagaranda koti koti shasesa vusudari vibhuti bhinam. Brahman is also not independent of him. Therefore, whatever philosopher may describe is ultimately Krishna or Lord Vishnu. Sarva kalmidam Brahma. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Paramam Bhavan. According to different phases of understanding, Lord Vishnu is differently described, but in fact, he is the origin of everything. Because Devaki was an unalloyed devotee, she could understand that the same Lord Vishnu had appeared as her son. Therefore, after the prayers of Vasudev, Devaki offered her prayers. She was very frightened because of her brother's atrocities. Devaki said, "My dear Lord, your eternal form like forms like Narayan, Lord Rama, Seshavaraha, Nrisimha Vamana Baladev, and millions of other similar incarnations emanating from Vishnu are described in the Vedic literature as original. You are original because all your forms are incarnations are outside of this material creation. Your form was existing before this cosmic manifestation was created. Your forms are eternal and all-pervading. They are self-effulgent, changeless, and uncontaminated by the material qualities. Such eternal forms are ever cognizant and full of bliss. They are situated in transcendental goodness and are always engaged in different pastimes. You are not limited to a particular form only. All such transcendental eternal forms are self-sufficient. I can understand that you are the Supreme Lord Vishnu. We may conclude, therefore, the Lord Vishnu is everything, although he is also different from everything. This is Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva philosophy." Sri Devaki Vacha Rupam Yatat Prahur Avyaktamadyam Brahma Jyotim Jyotir Nirgunam Nirvikaram Sata Matram Nirvishesham Niriham Satvam Sakshad Vishnu Adhyatmadipaha. Sri Devaki said, "My dear Lord, there are different Vedas, some of which describe you as unperceivable through words in the mind. Yet you are the origin of the entire cosmic manifestation. You are Brahman, the greatest of everything, full of effulgence like the sun. You have no material cause. You are free from change and deviation, and you have no material desires. Thus the Vedas say that you are the substance. Therefore, my Lord, you are directly the origin of all Vedic statements, and by understanding you, one gradually understands everything. You are different from the light of Brahman and Paramatma, yet you are not different from them. Everything emanates from you. Indeed, you are the cause of all causes, Lord Vishnu, the light of all transcendental knowledge. Om jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chaksurun miritam jena tasmai sri gurave nama. I was born in the darkness ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet." So herein, first of all, I'd like to apologize. I asked Radhanath Maharaj repeatedly, but he's giving his lecture this evening, and he had to make a call to India at this point in time. I asked the Swami from Russia, and he said, "No, I'm giving on the 8th. I don't know what that means, but I think it means July 8th. So we'll wait for that ecstatic day. So somehow or other, we have to give class. I know it's a big letdown, but this is Srimad Bhagavatam. So here, Devaki is saying that Krishna is the light of all transcendence. He is the supreme light. Lord Shiva was asked by Parvati that what is the greatest worship? Some people are worshiping Chandra, some people are worshiping Indra, some people are worshiping Brahma. Some people are worshiping you, Shiva. What is the greatest worship? And he told her, Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnu Aradhanam Param Tasmat Paratanam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. My dear Devi, the husband always addresses the wife as Devi, demigoddess. In our Western culture, we use so many names. The Vedic culture, the wife is called demigoddess, Devi, and the husband is called Prabhu, my Lord. You don't have to use the word my Lord, maybe, but I think Prabhu will suffice. That can be used in different connotations. But the wife is always called, women are known as Devi. They're demigods, demigoddesses, greatest personalities. So Lord Shiva told his wife, Devi, Aradhananam Sarvesham, of all the different types of worship, Vishnu Aradhanam Param, the worship Aradhanam, Vishnu Param, of Lord Vishnu, that's the best. Worshipping Krishna, that's the best worship you can do. But, Tasmat Paratram Devi, Tadiyanam Samarchanam. But better than worshipping Vishnu, Krishna, is worshipping the Tadiya, or the paraphernalia of Lord Krishna. I looked up the word Tadiya in the Vedabase. And Srila Prabhupada describes Tadiya first and foremost as the spiritual master. To worship Srila Prabhupada, he is the Tadiya or the paraphernalia of Lord Krishna. So I know maybe some of you have seen in 1977 in Vrindavan, we were given the bead bag of Srila Prabhupada. Still, 40 years later, is on the altar there in a glass encagement. Malajala Murti, the bead bag Murti. You can come and offer obeisances and dakshin for the bead bag Murti. As soon as we had come back from India, Prabhupada had passed in 77, and we were traveling with Vaisesika Prabhu and Naikatma Prabhu. And the three of us in St. Louis made an altar. The one altar was Vaisesika's altar. He had the dhoti of Srila Prabhupada. He called it Tadiya Dhoti Murti. He had the actual dhoti worn by Srila Prabhupada. He put that in a glass case, and it was the Tadiya Dhoti. And Naikatma Prabhu had his altar with Paramahamsa Gamcha. The Gamcha was Srila Prabhupada's Gamcha, and he would refer to it as Paramahamsa Gamcha. Still to this day, he has the Paramahamsa Gamcha in a glass case. I'm pretty sure Vaisesika Prabhu has the Tadiya Dhoti Murti on his altar at home. And we used to worship every morning on three altars, like Nitai Gauranga, Jagannath Baladev, Subhadra, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Tadiya Dhoti Murti, Paramahamsa Gamcha, and Malajala Murti. The Tadiya, the paraphernalia. But real paraphernalia, real Tadiya, is described as Vaishnavs, the land of Vrindavan, the Srimad Bhagavatam, and devotees. I think it's devotees. These four things are the real tadiyah of the Lord. If one worships those items, it's more than worshiping Krishna, because Krishna is pleased that one is worshiping his paraphernalia. When we worship the pure devotee, when we worship Srimad Bhagavatam by studying the Bhagavatam and going out and giving the innocent people Srimad Bhagavatam, when we worship Tulsi Devi, we worship Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is very pleased. We celebrated yesterday the Independence Day. Everyone is thinking, oh, today we were independent, because in 1776, somehow we engaged in battle at that time with the British. The America was under the rule of the British, just like India was under the rule of the British. I think almost everyone was under the rule of the British. And everyone fought the British to get out from under their rule. So we became independent of the British, and we call it the Independence Day. But who is actually independent? That is described here in this verse, that Krishna is the supreme independent. We have no independence. We became independent of the British, the people of this country, and became dependent on someone else, something else in the material nature. I know when I was a young child, please, all you Ruski devotees, do not take offense. My grandparents came from Russia, Lithuania, which at that time was part of Russia. But we were so fearful of Russians. Just the name, Russia, communist. Twice in a month at our schools, Savas and Archita, Drudakarma, Prabhuji, everyone knows, the bells would go off and we'd all have to hide under the desk. You'd cup your head so the Ruskis couldn't hurt your head, and hide under the desk because the Russians are going to bomb us. This went on, I think, until about sophomore year in high school. We got too big for the desks, for going under the desks. And we grew up, I couldn't understand, because my grandparents were Russian, we were told. And I never met them, but I heard they were good people. And I had a pen pal. We had, in I think fifth grade, you had to make pen pals, and my pen pal was in Russia. Somehow or other, Nikolai. And he spoke English, he wrote English back and forth, or someone translated, and we were pen pals. There was no internet in the 1900s, mid-1900s, mid to late 1900s. So we would write by what they call snail mail. And I would write to Nikolai and get some response every month. Yet, we were taught to hate the Russians. This is materialistic life. We're dependent on so many ideals and so many rules and regulations. Bhagavatam says no. Sarva upari vinir muktam tat bharatmena nirmalam. Sarva upari, all designations, first thing that happens when one performs devotional service. Sarva upari vinir muktam, all designations are taken away. That I'm an American, I'm a Lithuanian. I'm a Russian. I'm a Kazakhstani. I'm a Japanese. I'm a Chinese. These designations are taken away. I'm Indian. I'm Marwadi. I'm spirit soul. Sarva upari vinir muktam tatvaratvina nirmalam. And second thing is one's senses and consciousness become purified. Tatvaratmena nirmalam. Rishikesha rishikena sevanam bhakti uchate. So we're thinking we're independent. But we're so dependent on this ism, that ism, democracy, communism, socialism, so many political ideals, so many philosophies, Mayavadism, Nirvisace, Sunyavadiism, so many different ideals and philosophies, but the soul is not subject to all of these things. Jivar Swarupoya Nitya Krishna Das. We're spirit souls, eternally part and parcel of the supreme independent. First verse of Srimad Bhagavatam states, Janmadi asya yatad itartas chartishu abhigya swarat. That Krishna is swarat, completely independent. But we are totally dependent. If we're not dependent of Krishna, who is the supreme dependable, the supreme that we take dependence of, then we become dependent on so many varieties of Maya. Either we're dependent on this candidate, that candidate, this country, that philosophy, this ism. We're so dependent from birth. Dependent on everything and everyone, but Krishna is our real source of dependence. When we take shelter of Krishna and his paraphernalia, his tadiya, his devotees, his temple, Vrindavan, the land of Mathura, the Vaishnavas, the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we take shelter of Lord Krishna, we become completely dependent on him and independent of this material world. But unless one is 100% pure devotee, then we're always dependent on this material world. We're so dependent on everything that takes place within this material world. And anything that does take place, we're elated by one activity and we're depressed by another activity. Oh, if so-and-so becomes president, I'm very happy. If this one becomes president, I think I'll have to commit suicide. Actually, the case is, anyone becomes president, they should think about suicide these days. Hopefully, Krishna will intervene. I don't know how, but everyone is dependent. He is the supreme independent. He can do anything he likes. But also, we may know for a fact, in the early 70s, the President of the United States of America was perhaps the worst person, biggest demon that ever lived. Srila Prabhupada even spoke about him. Maybe none of you knew, it was before your birth, but in the early 70s, the President of the United States was Richard Milhouse Nixon, who was the only president in the history of this country who was impeached and forced to resign from presidency because he was a crook. He was lying, and he was a crook. Of course, they're all crooks, and they're all liars. But he got caught. That's a fact. You remember. But the amazing fact was that because this rascal was president, the youth of the country were marching in the streets, anti-war, our enemy at that time was Vietnam, because Russia and North Vietnam had a connection, and we were trying to save South Vietnam from, again, the Russians. We feared them. We had it when I heard all these Russians are coming to the temple. I was like, the Russian Matajis are on the altar. Can I go? I have to hide under the altar. We were trained like that, brainwashed from young age, 5 years old, trained. This is our enemy. Now is a new enemy. This one or that one, who knows? Just another enemy we picked. But in those days, the young people were marching in the streets and rebelling, anti-establishmentarianism, disestablishmentarianism, something like that. And they were marching. We were also. And devotees were there passing out Reservoir Pleasure, on chanting, doing kirtan, early 70s. Every march you went, I was trying to be a politico and march against the war. I'm a Ruski anyway. I don't know, communism doesn't sound that bad. Of course, we can't say that nowadays either, but it didn't sound like they were trying to hurt us. I think we were trying to hurt them. And the youth were marching in the streets. So if some rascal, and we don't have much choice, rascal or rascal, this rascal or that rascal, I think that the time is coming again. Already we're seeing in the news, the youth are marching in the streets, anti-establishment, pro-socialistic views, pro-whatever their cause is, whatever their ism is, and is a great, great opportunity. We hope the worst candidate wins, because then people will be more upset, the youth, and will have a great opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. This temple room won't be big enough for all the people that will want to come. Krishna can arrange that people become very upset. Already they're upset. They're very upset because they lost the burn. And now they're becoming more upset. If you want to know what that means, see me after class. Because you don't know the news, I know the news. Vidyam cha vidyam chayas tadvedo bayam saha. Isupanishad says, learn nations and knowledge side by side. So, our opportunity is that people are not independent. They are very dependent. There is no Independence Day. We are dependent on everything until we take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His paraphernalia. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. I didn't wear this.